From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and talk about change. We're now going to visit a couple of Western towns that have succeeded in reinventing themselves. The towns of Wallace and Kellogg in Idaho are on the rebound after decades of depression. Reporter Tom Bonsi takes us to the Silver Valley, which calls itself the Silver Capital of the World.
An old factory whistle symbolizes the changing times in Kellogg in the Idaho Panhandle. The whistle is one of the few surviving remnants of a big mine and smelter complex. Smokestacks spewing lead-contaminated fumes once turned the hillsides hemming this valley dead and brown. Now earth movers sculpt golf fairways and cul-de-sacs on some of those same slopes. Higher up, a ski area is expanding. It's all part of the Silver Mountain Resort. Neil Scully sells real estate for the company. He wants to get you in on the ground floor at the next Northern Rockies boomtown.
Imagine if you had the opportunity to purchase at we're talking about the golf community here, at a golf community in Vail, in Park City, or Sun Valley 15 years ago.
The sales pitch is working. Scully says hundreds of condo units sold out in a matter of days at the Ski Hill Base Village. The twist here is that legacy of mining pollution.
This is a Superfund site, isn't it?
Yeah. Our Superfund, as we like to say.
Much of the Silver Valley was declared a Superfund site in 1983. Lead and other toxic metal residues made it a federal priority cleanup. The area is still on the list, but Scully believes the remaining work has little impact on skiers, golfers, bikers, and hikers.
It's been over $200 million invested in the cleanup of the Silver Valley here. And it's one of the most successful in Superfund history.
Not so fast, says the leader of a cleanup advocacy and watchdog group. Barbara Miller argues the EPA still has a ways to go to close off all the pathways for lead exposure.
We believe that there are strong measures of remediation that still need to be in place. There is recontamination. People should be aware. I mean, it doesn't take much.
Longtime Kellogg mayor Mac Pooler is amazed how far the Silver Valley has come after its mainstay of mining went kaput.
The cards were stacked against us. Losing the mines, the Superfund. I think a lot of areas had thrown their hands up and said, geez, you know. I mean, we had Ski Hill. We had a little bitty ski hill up there. That's all we had.
The mayor identifies two key turning points. One was a vote by the people of Kellogg to tax themselves during the depth of the mining bust in the late 80s. They financed the world's longest gondola. A second turning point came in 1996, when the city sold the gondola and ski hill to that resort developer. Now, just when the reinvention as a year-round recreation destination is taking hold, the area's historic bread and butter is coming back. The legendary Sunshine Mine is along the way to the next town of Wallace. The owners plan to resume silver production any week now. The signal bells in the hoist room toll steadily from all the preparatory lifting and lowering. Maintenance manager Brian Higdom says this is just one of roughly a half dozen underground mines in the area that are reviving.
Silver is the primary ticket here, and good silver prices. People are going back to work, and we are close to about 100 people now at the mine, whereas 4 years ago there was about 3 people here.
In the Sunshine Ore Mill, John Ackerman looks forward to showing that modern mining and an outdoor recreation economy can coexist. The expensive new condos aren't for him, but he wants to get along with that set.
You know, any community is better off with a mixture of industries. So if there's the mining, there's tourism, if there could be some other things as well, that adds to the economy and also makes it more stable, more resilient.
Ackerman says the environmental rules for mining today are stricter than in the old days. Wastewater has to be treated. The ore concentrate now goes to Canada or offshore for smelting and refining. The once brown valley hillsides are going back to green thanks to replanting. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi.